Good job, Pastor Tony. So here we are again, Communion Sunday. I'm going to start off here with a little bit different twist. I'm going to start off with Genesis chapter 3, and this is the curse of man. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animals the Lord had made, Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God really say you must not eat from the tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, We may eat from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will certainly not die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So we're going to jump from there to verse 23. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which it had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way of the tree of life. So this is the curse. So 700 years later or so before Christ came into the world, this is the cure for the curse. And it's Isaiah 53. It says, "Who has believed our message, and whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before its shearers is silent. He did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of this generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see this his offering and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand after he has suffered. He will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Here at our church, we practice an open communion. And that comes directly from 1 Corinthians 11. It says, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that He will not condemn, so we will not be condemned with the world. So the actions of communion are to take the bread, eat, and take the cup and drink, and do both in remembrance of Christ. But this outward act is not the whole or principal part of what is to be done at this holy ordinance. Those who partake of it are to take Him, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and their life, to yield yourselves up to Him and to live upon Him. He is the account of the ends of this ordinance, is to be done in remembrance of Christ, but to keep fresh in our minds His dying for us, as well as to remember Christ pleading for us in the virtue of His death at God's right hand. It is not merely in remembrance of Christ, of what He has done and suffered, but to celebrate His grace in our redemption. We declare His death to be our life, the spring of all comforts and hopes. So in Matthew 26 says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, take and eat, this is My body. He took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink it, all of you. This is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink this fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it anew with you in the Father's kingdom. So a covenant of blood poured out for the forgiveness of sin. We often just go through the motions, but we forget how powerful this act really is. And we forget the power of the act of remembrance and the forgiveness of sin. So with that, could the servants please come up and we'll pass out the elements.
Forever my heart, forever my life. yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life is yours.
So in 1 Corinthians 11:23, it says, For I received from the Lord what also passed on to you. The Lord, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For when you eat and drink this, eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for what you did for us on the cross and the love and the grace and mercy you extended us as dirty, rotten sinners. Lord, I thank you that you loved us so much that you did die for us and made a way, because we certainly aren't worthy. I thank you for all the souls that are here today, Lord, that they're seeking you. Lord, just put it in our hearts to seek you daily and throughout the week. I know sometimes we just go through the motions, or I do. I don't know about everybody else, but I do. I go through the motions, Lord, and I don't seek and have hunger for you like I should. And Lord, I just pray that you would give me that desire. I just thank you for this day. I thank you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like to be prayed for, our pastors will be up here, and our women's pastors, if you need prayer.